Rex Latchford back in New York with another Day Page, and here's what's happening. A new report has exposed a secret CIA program in Colombia that has helped kill at least 24 rebel leaders. The Washington Post reports the program relies on key help from the National Security Agency and is funded through a multi-billion dollar black budget. It began under former President George W. Bush, but it continues under President Obama. And now the drums of war continue. The United States has evacuated hundreds of people from fighting in South Sudan amid fears the country is on the brink of civil war. In a letter to congressional leaders, Obama warned he, quote, may take further action to support the security of U.S. citizens, personnel, and property, unquote. He said 46 U.S. troops took part in the evacuation effort, adding to the 45 already deployed to protect the U.S. Embassy in Juba. And here's great news. Pussy Riot is loose. Two members of the feminist punk group Pussy Riot have been released from prison under a new amnesty law in Russia. The members of Pussy Riot were due to be released within the next few months after serving most of their two-year sentences. Speaking after the band's release today, the band denounced the amnesty as a public relations stunt by Putin.
Yes, I was keen to reject this amnesty, but the prison had received an order. That's why I was brought here. Now I would like to meet human rights activists. And now I would like to deal with the issue of prison. I would like to engage in human rights activity. Now I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Believe me.
Russia's former richest man was also released from prison on Friday. Mikhail Khodorkovsky served more than a decade behind bars before being pardoned by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was jailed after financing Putin's opponents and was considered a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International. In Ukraine, some 100,000 people gathered in the capital of Kiev for a fifth week in a row to call for the ouster of the president. The crisis began over a decision by President Viktor Yanukovych to strengthen ties with Russia instead of the European Union. The pro-EU demonstrators have been camping out for weeks in Kiev's Independence Square. Canada's highest court has struck down all restrictions on prostitution, saying they threatened the safety of sex workers. Prostitution is legal in Canada, but the ruling eliminates bans on brothels and street solicitation, as well as on behaviors like hiring a driver or a guard. The court unanimously ruled the bans, quote, prevent people engaged in a risky but legal activity from taking steps to protect themselves from risks, unquote. The court left the law in effect for a year to allow Parliament to draft new regulations. A Colorado teenager shot by a classmate at Arapahoe High School earlier this month died Saturday. Claire Davis, who was 17, had been in critical condition since December 13th when she was shot by Carl Pearson, a fellow student, who then shot himself to death. Authorities believe Pearson randomly targeted Davis while seeking a librarian who had disciplined him. And meanwhile, in Chicago, Illinois, at least three people were killed and 15 wounded in a series of shootings this past weekend, including one that killed an 18-year-old. What could be behind the mass shootings? Life under an oppressive regime that allows no privacy, no quarter, free of the gaze of Big Brother? Well, stay tuned, and we'll find out more on the next Day Page. Find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, and it's heard on the Liberty Radio Network. See you on the next Day Page.